Hello, and thank you all for joining the RZERC monthly teleconference held on Tuesday, the 17th of August, 2021 at 1900 UTC. Tim, would you like me to start the roll call?
Yes, please.
All right. I'll note that we have apologies from Carlos Martinez representing the ASO, Peter Koch, CCNSO.
I'm sorry, Peter? I'm here.
Great, thank you. Kaveh Ranjbar, ICANN Board.
Present.
Kim Davies, PTI.
Present.
Tim April, IETF.
Present.
We have apologies from Howard Elan, representing the RYSG. Danielle Miko, representing the RSAC, I think is not on the call quite yet. Dwayne Wessels, Root Zone Maintainer.
Hi, Dwayne is here.
Jeff Houston representing the SAC.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much. Tim, over to you.
Thanks, Danielle. So we just updated the agenda a couple minutes ago to add the topic that Danielle Ango was talking about in the list the other day. So hopefully he'll be able to figure out how to get in just a couple of minutes. Anything else that people have for the agenda? Okay. And then if we can go to the draft minutes from the 20th. If for anyone that's had a chance to review them, did you see anything that we need to change or take them as approved unless anyone objects? I see no hands. Okay. And then the next item on the list was the AR update. And I think you probably have the most information on that, Danielle.
Yeah. So last month, I sent in the confirmed statements of understanding, and we sent in a clarifying statement on RZERC 003 recommendation 3. And ICANN org has sent over a new statement of understanding. Can read it here. And the new understanding is ICANN org understands this recommendation to have ICANN org engage with resolver software developers to encourage them to implement ZoneMD and enable checking of ZoneMD when resolver software is configured to locally serve root zone data. So the action required for the RZERC is to confirm the statement of understanding or disagree with it and provide a further clarifying comment.
That proposed text seems reasonable. Does anyone else, is there any changes people would like to see to it? I'm not seeing anything. I guess we say that we can answer that is correct.
Wait. I'm sorry. This is Dwayne. I'm catching up. Didn't we talk a lot about this at our last meeting?
Yes.
And
at the last meeting, I believe we left it as no. So we said, no, we did not agree with the understanding, and we provided a clarifying comment. And then this is what they've returned back based off that feedback.
Okay. I thought that what we talked about at the last meeting was that that we didn't, that the recommendation was to the sort of broader software community and not really an action for ICANN itself. I'm looking at our spreadsheet. I guess I'm just trying to sync up our internal spreadsheet with the one that's on the screen here.
I just dropped what we put in the last month in the chat, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it says no further action by ICANN is envisioned by this recommendation, but on the screen before us, it says to have ICANN engage with software developers. So was there a disconnect, or am I confused?
I don't think you're confused, Dwayne. I remember this discussion, and I seem to recall, although it was many weeks ago and, you know, memory fades, that we appreciated the reluctance of a number of software vendors to implement, if you will, draft specs. And we never really clarified in 8806, we being the broader community, you know, what checks should be done. And this did seem like some kind of IETF action to clarify 8806. And we discussed the issue that this wasn't an ICANN board problem, but it was a community problem. And so it's sort of in the narrow understanding of what do you want the board to do or ICANN org to do, I think the answer, the understanding of the request is correct. If the question is that all that needs to be done, brackets, by anybody, the answer is no.
So, Jeff, you're fine with the understanding of requests?
From the perspective of the ICANN organization, yes, I am. I don't think that's the entirety of the follow-up. And I think, you know, there's this dangling someone, the proverbial someone, should update 8806 to say, Zone MD.
Sure. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm confused because on the one hand we said no further action, but here it says it's confirming that they will engage and that, you know, that's clearly taking action.
I don't know where the ICANN will engage came from in the conversation of a month ago. You know, I don't know where that snuck in, because I was pretty sure we're having this same conversation, Dwayne, that, you know, it's a standard, it's a change to 8806. The lever is actually on the standard specification and then into the vendors, then into usage. And we never, at the time in that conversation last month, and maybe I'm giving it more credence than my memory, my memory actually has, but I thought we never really thought that ICANN had much to do here. I don't think ICANN can knock on any vendor's door saying, do this. The answer really is, show me the standard, show me the spec, show me the reason.
Yeah, I was trying to page through the minute, the transcript from last week or last month. And now all coming back to me as Jeff was speaking of, it was basically try and get an update to 8806, which I can go and take that to the IAB, being the liaison to them of RZERC is suggesting an update to it. It's not directly in line with the role of RZERC, but it may help with this recommendation.
Warren Kumari and Wes seem to have a lot of time on their hands. They should do it.
And Wes is technically one of the liaison shepherds or whatever their role name is. So
there you go.
I mean, that's all fine, and that should happen. But I think the thing we need to settle on is whether or not this board advice register item is, you know, whether or not we expect ICANN to take action on this recommendation or not. Or if their understanding is correct. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind. They can engage with software developers if they want to. But I think that, as we talked last time, we should make it clear that Arzerk doesn't want that to in any way, you know, block the use of ZoneMD in the root zone. But these things can happen separately.
And so maybe it's worth just clarifying that any effort that they would exert evangelizing the use of this would be potentially helpful to the rollout of ZoneMD, but it shouldn't block anything.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems reasonable to me.
I mean, that's essentially what we had in our spreadsheet from last time at the end, where it says, you know, not expected to wait for conclusion on this recommendation to proceed with other recommendations.
Okay, so just checking. Sorry, I had to answer a few emails to get Danielle into the meeting. where are we on yes or no for this recommendation? Is it yes with some additional clarifying comments?
My understanding right now is yes, with the clarification that this shouldn't block any of the other work we need that is recommended for ZoneMD or its deployment. Okay. Does that seem accurate?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I mean, I don't know if we want to come up with the exact words right here, but that's the right sentiment.
Does that look for clarifying comments? I believe it's what we said in our last clarifying comments, which is kind of reiterating, great, please don't hold up anything for the rest of the document's recommendations. Or do we want to specifically say ZoneMD?